The Four Swans, a novel of Cornwall, 1795-1797. Winston Graham. To Fred and Gladys. Book 1, Chapter 1. 1. Daniel Behenna, physician and surgeon, was 40 years old and lived in a square, detached, untidy house in Goodwives Lane, Truro. He was himself square in build and detached in manner, but not at all unkempt. Since the citizens of the town and district paid well for the benefit of his modern physical knowledge, he had married early, and then again a second time, but both his wives had died, and he and his two young daughters were now looked after by a Mrs. Childs, who lived in. His assistant, Mr. Arthur, slept over the stables. Behenna had been in Truro only 5 years, having come direct from London, where he had not only established a reputation as a practitioner, but had written and published a monograph amending Smellie's famous Treatise on Midwifery. And since his arrival, he had much impressed the wealthier provincials with his authority and skill. In particular, authority. When men were ill, they did not want the pragmatic approach of a Dwight Ennis, who used his eyes and saw how often his remedies failed, and therefore was tentative in his decisions. They did not want someone who came in and sat and talked pleasantly and had an unassuming word for the children, even a pat for the dog. They liked the importance, the confidence, the attack of a demigod, whose voice was already echoing through the house as he mounted the stairs, who had the maids scurry.